Sorry.
Is that one of you guys going to introduce?
Okay,
this is
the intro music, and then it's going to segue into you. DJ Brutalian.
All right, guys, we are here with DJ Brutalian, and we just have a couple questions to get to know him. First of all, DJ Brutalian, how'd you come about the name?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. A friend of mine, James Ford, and I, we were hanging out at In-N-Out, and we were just eating some lunch and telling him that I wanted to start making music, but I couldn't think of a name. And initially, my name was going to be DJ Insomnia because I would stay up super, super, super late every night and actually be late for work the next morning making music and stuff like that. And a lot of times when I would finally stop turning the tables and stuff like that and go and lay down, I would just be tossing and turning, thinking about what I was going to create next. And then actually one of my brothers said, oh, you should be DJ Brit-Talian because I'm British and Italian. And then I told that to James when we were out at lunch, and he's like, how about Brutalian? Because your music's freaking brutal, but at the same time, like, you're Italian, so Brutalian. And yeah, I basically started going with that, and a lot of people liked it, and so yeah, that's where I'm now today.
Excellent. Another question. Well, what's the purpose with your music? Like, what are you looking for to put out with your music?
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of stumbled upon this type of music too. Is, you know, a couple years ago, I used to go to clubs and stuff like that, and I would, you know, join in dance competitions and stuff like that. And when I'd be dancing, if the DJ would mess up, it used to throw off almost like the whole groove. It would throw off kind of, you know, you were feeling it in the moment, and you know, and that's what kind of was like, you know, I want to start making my own music and start practicing at home, like dancing and stuff like that. I was running some dance classes and also some competitions upcoming. I started doing it on my own, and then I actually found that I really, really enjoyed making this music. And, you know, back then, you know, it was kind of all about the fame. It was all about the glory, which is what it's not about now anymore. You know, I stopped for a long time, and I stopped for about a year. And a lot of people were like, hey, man, where'd you go? You know, and, you know, I recommitted my life to Christ. You know, I turned my life around a lot. And, you know, now I'm doing this for the Lord. You know, a lot of the people I met in the clubs back then when I used to, you know, go all the time. And, you know, a lot of those people are hurting deep down. You know, they're really, really hurting. They're, you know, they're going to the club to escape from life, from the struggles, from responsibilities and stuff like that. They're going to the clubs to party and just forget about it, you know, kind of thing, because they are hurt, you know. And and you know what, the good news about that is that, you know, Christ can heal that. Christ can work through that hurt and that pain and build you up upon that and constantly unconditionally love you. And so, you know, that is one of my main reasons behind the inclusion of scripture in my mixes, is that, you know, you know, the Alpha and Omega mixes, the Alpha was very upbeat, very light, very kind of not my style of, you know, the brutal type-esque music. And, you know, that was about John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that, you know, he gave his son. And if I ever are to play live again, you know, and even if that message hits one person, if they are coming to this club because they don't feel loved or they don't feel like there's no hope, you know, it just seems like, you know, you talk about going to the clubs and all of a sudden you hear other Christians are like, whoa, you know, that's that. But no, they need that love just as much as we do. You know, they need that attention and that ministry just as much as we do. So, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I do what I do. So.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
DJ Brutalian, tell us about your upbringing. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in San Diego, California, and I moved a lot. Moved to Temecula. I've lived in parts of Great Britain. And then moved back here to Rancho Cucamonga. And then again, when I got a bit older, in fifth grade, I moved to Lake Arrowhead, California, up in the San Bernardino Mountains, where I've been for the past 12 years. So I moved around a lot when I was a kid, but yeah.
What is your favorite thing to chow down on while you're making your mixes?
Ooh, probably some cereal. Lots and lots of cereal.
I go from Cocoa Puffs to... What are the good things? It's like Life. Life is really good. If I could just finish the race and
complete the job the Lord Jesus gave. I live to tell the world his message. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed.
What would you like to include in your dream mix?
Probably favorite songs. Favorite songs and stuff like that. Things that just really outreach to people. People, when they turn it on, they recognize it, yet they can know and understand that basically whoever it reaches, you know, they fully understand that they can be shuffling in a club or you know, shuffling at their home or dancing or just having a good time and enjoying this music and rocking out with friends and stuff like that. And they can be glorifying to God. And that can be glorifying to God in itself. You don't have to play acoustically. You don't have to do that. Whatever your version of worship is your version of worship. And I guess my dream mix would be whatever clicks with my fans as their version of worship music.
How has God truly influenced the way you create your mixes in every aspect from start to finish?
First off, I mean, it'll start off with an idea with an influence of a friend, like I said, or something like that. And I pray a lot about it. I pray a lot, you know, day and night. I seek, you know, God's word in it. And just also maintaining that focus of I'm making music now, not for myself, not for my own personal gain, not to get a, hey, Sam, that was pretty cool, but to get a, this is really awesome. I've learned that I can rejoice and worship, you know, through club music or house or dubstep, you know. And you know, a lot of times I'll be mixing and compiling new songs and looking for new songs and editing out any, you know, curse words or anything like that. You know, just little things like that. And there's often times where it's just, it ain't coming together. You know, there are times where it's just, I'm doing a song and it's just not working. And, you know, a lot of times I have to step back and just start praying about it and just start, you know, seeking friends and prayers for me, you know. And so, yeah, it's heavily influenced, you know, beginning to end. And, you know, even through the promotional side, once it's finished, promoting that this is for God's glory and not my own. So,
what led to your rebirth into the music scene?
Kind of just recapping, it was just, you know, I stopped for a long time because my motives were flawed. It was just all about how many likes on Facebook I could get and how many views on YouTube, how many people could I get, you know, how many fans, you know, this and that. That's all it was about. It was about the number. It was about my own glory, my own gain. And I stopped because, you know, it wasn't right. It wasn't the right motives or anything. And, you know, I watched this really, really good movie called Furious Love. You know, and it was about how God's love doesn't just extend to the people that do good things, not to the people who are like, okay, fine, I'll stop doing drugs, or I'll stop drinking, you know. And that's just kind of this common mentality, which is strange to us when you speak that outspokenly. But a lot of people think that way, you know. But God's love reaches to everyone and reaches to the people committing crimes, the people in third world countries, the terrible things that things occur, that their love reaches everyone. His love reaches everyone furiously, and you know, and that we shouldn't be prejudiced toward those people, you know, be prejudiced toward drug dealers and this and that. Yeah, they're doing terrible things, yes, but shall we not show them even more love than when we show ourselves? And you know, my rebirthing into the music, really what it was about is I want to do this for those people. I want to extend Christ's love and share that love through my music, through when people are dancing and having a good time. If they hear Philippians 4:2 saying rejoice, you know, maybe they might not have known that, you know, Christ would actually go to huge gatherings with thieves and stealers and stuff like that. But he was there just to love and pour out God's love on them, you know. And that's, you know, that was one of my main motives in the rebirthing of the music industry. So,
where do you get your ideas to create your mixes?
It's kind of just influences of people in my life and also situations and stuff like that. Omega and Alpha, those first two mixes were a creative idea combined from talking with my brother, Zach. I was listening to a sermon on Revelations talking about, you know, on an Alpha Omega kind of thing. And I thought, you know what, those are used in pretty cool movie names and pretty cool book names and stuff. Like, you know, like what's the theme behind that? Omega, of course, you know, meaning end. It's the end of the world. You know, I kind of want a more brutal, gritty sound. Alpha meaning beginning, you know, full of love, you know, life, you know, all the other ones like Sigma and stuff like that. I want it to be very sharp, very edgy, Delta, you know, being dubstep. I actually only chose that because the Delta starts with a D and then dubstep starts with a D. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. But, you know, the message again was there. Yeah. And it really just comes from fans also. You know, I have an upcoming mix coming soon that a lot of fans have been requesting. So.
To close it out, what's something that you, if you had one thing to say to your fans or to people who listen to your music, what is the one message you want to get across with them?
Thank you. First and foremost, is just, you know, thank you guys so much for all your love and support constantly. You know, thank you for listening to music, and thank you for hearing what it has to say. You know, get a lot of awesome comments back from you guys. Get a lot of good private messages and people who, you know, listen to my mixes for their worship music. Thank you so much, and keep praying for me. Keep me humble, keep me my mind focused and on the true prize and just Christ. And yeah, I can't express how thankful I am for you guys. So.
Well, everyone, that's DJ Brutalion, and be sure to check out his latest mixes coming out soon.